Talk to me about your own father, Martin.
Martin was the president. He, you see, what happened then was, you have to go back then to on the 21st of January, 1919, the stage was founded in Vaughan's Hotel. That's where the stage was founded, between 1916 and 1919. And in 1917, after the defeat of 1916, you know, they had the Irish Republican flag, the Crown Forces, you've probably seen photographs of it, and they claimed, oh, we have defeated the Irish Volunteers. So they changed, the Volunteers then changed into the IRA, Irish Republican Army. And because the Crown said, oh, well, we defeated the Volunteers. They didn't defeat anybody. But the point was then, so Vaughan's Hotel then, we had to buy Vaughan's Hotel because the 32-county election hadn't been, there was no election. If you look at this, this is our constitution. And Article 4, the name of the state is ERA. Article 5, Ireland is a sovereign, independent, democratic state. And that's what, it's all about sovereignty. Look, there you are there. And you go to Article 12, that's the presidency. That's the president of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, that's written for.
But so your father Martin then, he was president of
the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And he came back when the split happened in the Mansion House. We'll just finish on that.
What were his years, sorry? What were your father's
years? He died in 1964.
And when did he take over the
When James died, about 1940-something.
Right, so he had a long time there.
And it's very interesting because the Irish Republican Brotherhood, people say, oh, the Irish Brotherhood is there all the time. But it's the sovereign government. What happened was, I said, the state was founded in Vaughan's Hotel, and then you had the 32-county election from there in 1918 established the sovereignty of the 32 counties and the democratically elected TDs at all Éireann.
How did they work? Did your father, would he have known the leaders of the IRA at the time?
I told you that we bought, my father then, when I was born in Willowbank, which is down in Castletroy, where the university is. And I was born there. And when she was poisoned, Vaughan's Hotel, he couldn't, you know, with all the business interests he had, and he couldn't go up to Vaughan's Hotel and carry on. So what he did was he brought it all down to Willowbank, where we lived. And all the contents of Vaughan's Hotel, including that press, which I've just read out to you there, that was all brought down to Willowbank, including Collins's bicycle, which you've probably seen in the book. I used to cycle that round the yard. You know the way you'd put your leg in underneath because your legs couldn't fit down to the pedals. And all that, Willowbank was a huge, big old place. You can see the photograph of it there. And it was a large house, and you had beautiful grounds. It was right on the riverbank, and it had a stable yard, and it had a farm.
And that's where your father, so it would have conducted his own affairs.
We had our businesses in London, in Limerick, on Artus Quay. We owned an Artus Quay. Mm-hmm. I told you the Corrigar Mills were the oldest. That was, and the Crown of England couldn't take them from us because they were in the tide, and they would love to have got that. But anyway.
And what happened to Vaughan's Hotel at that stage?
At Vaughan's Hotel at that stage, when she died, my father couldn't, he couldn't go up.
So did it go up for sale?
It went up for sale. I'm not 100% sure about this, but SIPTU got it. Well, the Labour Party got it, because in deference to James Connolly. Because James Connolly was a member of the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And they wanted to keep, the Labour Party wanted to keep the links, you know, where the state was founded. And that's how they got it. And all this went on. So my father, then all that equipment, those plates and things, and there's a lot of things in the house. Showed you Collins's, you know, the box on the back of the car, sleeve them on, and all that. That's in there, and all the equipment and that, and all the stuff. But it all came back to, he brought all that. I'm just explaining about Willowbank. There was a Stewart's house in the yard, and the stables, and all that, and there was a farm, and, you know, there was a lot of. Accommodation. There was accommodation when before we bought it was Bloodsmiths that had it in.
So Martin, your father then would have inherited all of this.
He inherited all
and
that.
Not only just the business and the continued running. But also the legacy that the people left before him.
And he's the president.
Yeah. So did your father kind of talk to you about this in great detail?
My brother and sister they have, you know, they weren't involved. My brother ran the businesses in that, but yeah, it caused an awful, it caused a lot of. When she was poisoned, it was an awful blow to the family, you know, because Tom had already been poisoned, and I, that's where I'm going to be buried in their grave in Limerick. But what when he brought all that down to Limerick, to Willowbank, I mean, I remember. And
what age were you then?
Well, I was born there in Willowbank, yeah. But at 7 years of age, my father. From Willowbank, they founded the Peace, Reconciliation and Prosperity Process from Willowbank, and a small group of dedicated patriotic people. Now, you can, all, the Supreme Council used to meet in Willowbank. I knew all those people.
Did they have links with the IRA?
They had, of course.
And so they were in total cahoots with them?
Look, the Peace and Reconciliation Process was founded in Willowbank. And that's the Supreme Council. When they meet, that's mandatory. You know, there's a thing that I can show you there from Colonel Duggan of the History of the Army. But anyway, to finish the important point, they also founded the University of Limerick. The University of Limerick is founded by the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And it's important to say that it's founded on technology, that we would become... rather than academic. Academic is fine and it's there, but the emphasis was on technology. It's a technological university, is what it is, that we would teach the young people of Ireland how to govern the state.
But it was people like Welsh.
He was the one, you're right.
That brought the, that was responsible for bringing it all there.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Before Welsh was ever there, it was my fault. That's why it's down there. It was.
And what did your father do to?
Because he was the one that got the committee going originally to have a university.
To bring all these people together?
To bring all these people together. And not alone, it was the Irish Republican Brotherhood. He was president of the Irish Republic. And it was the Irish Republic. The reason why it's there is, now they had talked about Adair Manor. They talked about Raheen, having it there in O'Brien's where the castle is there. They were talking about various places. But the Irish Republican Brotherhood, who the Supreme Council were meeting there, and this was part of their brief of the Supreme Council. And they wanted it there because the other side of the river in Willowbank is Clare.
Who were the Supreme Council? Who were the
well,
members?
Well, I already mentioned my father because he was the president. But I don't mention, because I am the president today of the Supreme Council, we don't mention any of the names of people who are on the Supreme Council.
Okay.
The Irish Republican Brotherhood.
But how close still are you with the IRA, or is there any links there?
Well, I can explain it to you this way. First of all, we'll finish that point on the Irish Republican Brotherhood. They founded that university for Limerick and Clare and Tipperary, because Tipperary is only, what, maybe a couple of miles down the road, the borders, for that people, and to educate the young people to govern their state and to have proper technology. You know, like the, you know, all this internet and all this thing, and, you know, proper carpenters and mechanics and all these people that you be trained correctly. And I have to say that Ed Walsh did a magnificent job with the rest of the people in that university. I mean, the facilities there, as you know yourself, are second to none. And the whole purpose was that my nephew Martin went there. And that they would do your course, but you'd also go maybe for 6 months to another country. Mm-hmm. And that those people would come over here. In other words, it was an exchange of students, which is a brilliant idea at the time, you know. And that's why that university, I suppose it is the only, see, the Trinity and University of Cork in Galway, they were all part of the establishment. Maynooth was by the Crown of England, you know, to control the Catholics in Ireland, you know, that's what it was basically for.
But your own education as a boarder was in Glenstall Abbey.
That's right.
And so the Glenstall would have been originally a Barrington
house. It was, that's right.
And so very much from the Anglo-Irish.
Yeah, that would have been the landlords, yes, you see. Yes. And it's very important to say also on 1916, and that sovereign constitution that I've showed you there, yeah. That was, when you read it, you see the land of Ireland is where will I put it there now? Anyway, the land of Ireland, there it is. I'll read you that piece. And what's important is This constitution shall be the constitution of the Republic of Ireland, proclaimed in arms on Easter Monday, April 24, 1916, and established by the will of the people. That's what's crucial. On January 21, 1919. Now, for 94 years, my family have been turning that in the Mansion House. You know, they've been turning the Sovereign Seal, and I have been doing it for 49 years. Important that there's 34 articles in this. The land of Ireland belongs to the citizens of Ireland and to them alone. And what's important, that's the sovereign constitution.
Well,
that
this
was
is
used.
Symbolism that makes a statement. It symbolizes.
Well, it was ratified under the 32 County Election of 1918 in the Mansion House on the 21st of January, under the 32 County, when all Irish people became sovereign citizens and were no longer subject to the Crown of England. And then what happened was that's the constitution that was used by Dáil Éireann, you see, sat later in the day and appointed the judges and the Land Commission judges. That's the constitution that was used to divide the landlords' estates. And you see, when King George V, he realised this in 1922. That's why he imposed the changes in 1922 in the Shelburne Hotel. And that's what Michael Collins, he acted as agent for King George V, to give himself a constitution claim in the six counties. And that's what caused the split. And as you know, in 1922... he imposed the Oireachtas. The Oireachtas is under King George V as a provisional, sham provisional government. Mm. And the sovereign government, Dáil Éireann, has never voted for the Anglo-Irish Treaty. It was the Oireachtas that voted for the Anglo-Irish Treaty. Was it 57 to 64?
Yes.
and Collins became head of the Oireachtas provisional government, which you just read in that book. And De Valera had resigned from Dáil Éireann government. Collins had resigned from the Irish Republican Brotherhood. And Griffith was elected unanimously on the 32-county election of 1918 as head of the Dáil Éireann government. And he died only weeks later. And it went back then to Vaughan Sittell, to my granduncle Tom McGuire. And that's how we hold the sovereignty of Dáil Éireann. Dáil Éireann has never sat in Leinster House. Dáil Éireann has never ratified the EEC accession treaty or the EU accession treaty. Dáil Éireann has never borrowed any money from the European Union. Mm. It is the Oireachtas that has borrowed the money under King George V and his successors. And
was this always the thinking of your father? I
yes.
mean, is this the way he felt?
Well,
and this is the way you obviously feel as well.
I only carry on,
yes.
You know, and I do it.
Would your father have, I'm just interested in his generation, would he have talked about his uncles and his own father much?
Not a lot. They didn't talk about it, and because the Civil War was very bitter. I mean, brother fought brother. You know,
what side did your father take?
We don't take sides. I don't remember.
But would you have preferred a 32 county?
Oh, it's only we only recognise the 32 counties. We don't recognise a 26 county because it's not legal, valid, or bona fides. It was never voted on in 1922. The Oireachtas never voted on it. I said about the sovereign constitution. That can only be changed by a 32-county vote, and that's what happened to De Valera in 37. He went back to the sovereign constitution that was ratified on the 21st of January 1919.
Were your people sitting on the Dáil here, the first Dáil?
No, we don't sit. The Irish Republican Brotherhood don't sit in the Dáil, but they own the Dáil and Dáil Éireann, and the sovereign seats and that are all belong to the Irish, and the tricolour. They're all the property of the Irish Republican Brotherhood. Mm. Because they said that the Irish Republican Brotherhood founded the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, and no other state has existed. The Oireachtas is a corporation imposed by King George V, as we said, to make George V, to give him a constitutional claim, to make Ireland remunerative for King George V, and the people subservient to George V. That's what the Oath of Allegiance to King George V was about. But that was only going to be... Collins's stepping stones were only for about 18 months, I believe, mm-hmm. You know, while the war was over. So 91 years on, they still haven't sorted it out. Yeah.
But would you... So your own views on this, would you still be... supportive of the continuity IRA at the moment?
My position in the IRA then split into various sections. Mm. And give you an idea, my father, when I told you the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process was founded by the Irish Republican Brotherhood in Willowbank, together with the university. And James O'Regan, Brendan O'Regan's father, those were all members of that at the time. And Brendan O'Regan's brief was to, first of all, set up the University of Limerick, and to the peace and reconciliation. And Paisley was the only person that would speak to Brendan O'Regan, you know. So that's why it's in the university. But unfortunately, what they did was, after my father gave Willowbank so that the university could be built, and that's where the Supreme Council met, that's where the IRA were to meet, and the peace, reconciliation and prosperity process, that's where they met, and the Supreme Council, and that's where the Vaughan's Hotel was to be purchased, where the IRA would speak in all authoritatively, you know, and the peace and reconciliation would hold in all circumstances. And you can bring it up to date after my father died, which I was very much involved with, the Earl of Harrington, and he took his seat in the House of Lords, and with Archbishop Eames and the Presbyterian people. And once he took his seat in the House of Lords, he was appointed to liaise with the Irish Republican Brotherhood.
But he was still an Irish peer.
Yeah, he was. He just lived down the road, and he lived just up the road here. He lived in Patrick's Well. Now, I grew up, you know, as a child with my pony, and that, so I knew all his family, and practically grew up as one of his children, being out of the, you know. Yeah. And that was the link. So once he took his seat in the House of Lords, he had access to every civil servant in Britain and in the Commonwealth. So I remember those very senior people, you know, because I met them all. So Harrington then was trying to the whole purpose of that peace and reconciliation process was to go back to 1922 and sort out what happened in the Constitution, in the Shelburne Hotel, you know, when and the division of Ireland, and that Constitution, see, Articles 2 and 3 were imposed by King George V into that Constitution, the Free State Constitution, and that's what De Valera was getting rid of. So, but he couldn't. The 37 Constitution, the Crown of England and the British government wouldn't allow him a 32 county election for it. So it was only voted on by the 26 counties. So it's not legal, valid or bona fides. Mm. And that's why he, in his own words, as I knew De Valera well, he went back to the sovereign constitution, that constitution, and in his own words, he rejigged it. And that's where you have the 37 Constitution today. And because, as you know, De Valera, his family, the Colls, were in Croom, in our mills in Croom. And that's how we got the seat in East Clare in 1917 as president-elect of Sinn Féin.